Yes, we had a demonstration today to the City Council Tower Block to forward our complaints about the water issue in Bulawayo. And, you know, before we could get to meet the Director of Water, our members downstairs were arrested. And so we felt that there had been bad faith on the part of the Director, who had promised us no one would be arrested. The 150 were then taken to Bulawayo Central Police Station. One of them was handcuffed. And we were then very surprised when after some time had passed, they were then released.
What were the reasons for the arrest, and how many people were initially arrested, and how many people were left in jail for the time that they were in?
Yeah, there was no clear reason as to why people were arrested. 150 people were arrested as a group and marched to the police station. But when we arrived at the police station, it seemed they only, they just couldn't control the group, but they refused to allow all 150 to enter. And they didn't give any reasons, they just took everyone's name, and then they released them. A number of the police officers were saying they are also suffering with water. We think maybe it could be that. But anyway, the persecution of our members is unacceptable. We were peaceful. We have a right as citizens of Bulawayo to speak to the City Council and tell them that we are unhappy with the lack of water and the manner in which the water shedding is being conducted.
What exactly were you protesting? What are the issues that you are seeing that you're facing in the city?
The main issues is there's a severe shortage of water. We feel there's been mismanagement on the part of council to delay implementing a water rationing program. And then they are not even keeping to the water rationing program. Water is just switched off and on indiscriminately.
But of course, when you approach council, you're required to have an appointment. Were you in receipt of an appointment? What exactly happened on that issue?
No, they talked that we should have scheduled an appointment. But I didn't think that this is a crisis situation. You cannot hide behind the fact that we did not have an appointment. Because if people are upset, they've had no water for 3 weeks, you cannot tell them, make an appointment. They have made appointments to tell us that our water will be cut at this time and that. Why don't they keep to the appointments before they tell us to make an appointment?